Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
51551 for the text. Michael Scanlon got on in relation to the LPT. He says, look, I've just returned, done my LPT return online while listening to your piece on how simple revenue make it for the payee. Well, let me point out that the security PIN, which is provided on said letter, is printed using capital letters. Well, capital numbers, block numbers. Actually has to be inserted on the form as lowercase letters. Go figure. Keep going, says Michael Scanlon. 51551. Dustbin lid jellyfish, barrel jellyfish, or the frilly mouthed jellyfish, whatever you want to call them, the Marine Conservation Society says that sightings around the UK and Ireland have increased by 230%, and they say that that's down to milder waters and changing currents. Underwater cameraman and documentary maker Ken O'Sullivan is on hand to tell me all about it. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm good, Philip. I'm good. Well, I got a bit of a fright now when I saw the headline in this article. Giant frilly-mouthed jellyfish surge around the British coastline. And then this photograph of a diver in the background and a jellyfish in the foreground. I'd never heard of the species in 20 years of filming, but of course...
You haven't? Sorry, Ken O'Sullivan hasn't heard of them.
I had never heard that name, and I would know them by, and anybody else would, the much more common name of the barrel jellyfish. So a little bit of sensationalism going on, I'm afraid, there. In the article is very good, but the headline and the pictures are very scary.
Well, a jellyfish by any other name, then. Describe the barrel jellyfish to me.
They're beautiful creatures, Philip. Beautiful. I spent a lot of my time trying to find them. We see them in Ireland, typically off the south coast. Biggest abundance is probably off the southeast. Wexford would be a hot spot. And they grow quite big. They, you know, they can be, in an Irish context, probably they've been seen 60, 70 centimetres wide. But if they manage to survive a winter, which normally they don't do, like most jellyfish just survive a season, but if this can survive a winter, then they can grow to huge sizes, maybe 90 even centimetres, a full metre wide. Sorry to spoil the headline, but absolutely harmless to humans. Interestingly,
no sting at all.
No sting at all to humans. Sorry to spoil the sensational newspaper article, but no sting to humans. And very interestingly, there's been a couple of papers in the last few years that show, so when we see them, we often see juvenile fish sheltering in amongst them. And of course, they have these 8 cauliflower arms, and cauliflower because, of course, a flat surface wouldn't have as much surface area. So they've got thousands of little orifices, little mouths through which they suck in plankton of various sizes. And then we see fish sheltering there because they're getting little bits of plankton they're feeding off, and they're getting shelter in a kind of a symbiotic relationship. But studies were done that showed because the barrel jellyfish are increasing, of course, the fish stocks are increasing because they're providing shelter to a lot of these juvenile fish in quite an odd development.
If I was those newspaper sub-editors for whom you have so little time, Ken, I would have called this the thousand-mouthed jellyfish. Much better name than frilly-mouthed jellyfish. And what I'm reading here, they're not only quite big, they can be 35 and up to 40 kilos in weight. Like, that's a household pet. That's a Labrador.
Well, it is, but I mean, they live in the sea, they live in water, and of course, they're probably 97% water. So if you take something that size, let's say, you know, a few cubic metres out of the water, then a few cubic metres of water weighs quite a lot. I'm not sure where the 35 kg is. I mean, when I went to school, wasn't it a cubic metre was a kilogram, is it? Sorry, maybe I'm
cubic metre of what?
A cubic metre of water.
Of water, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they're big animals. They're absolutely
Sorry, 1 liter equals 1 kilo.
A liter. Sorry, a liter. Yes. Yeah. 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 So they're obviously multiple sizes, but they're mostly water. Is my point that they're made of.
Okay. What is going on in our seas with the currents and with the temperatures that different species of jellyfish are appearing in large numbers at different times? Because just a year ago, Loch Hyne was inundated with those purple stinger jellyfish. And when I say inundated, I mean mobbed. It looked like a carpet of them that you could walk across.
Yeah, that's the Pelagia Noctiluca, sometimes called the mauve stingers. So, look, you know, I talk to scientists a lot, and one of the things they tell me is that they find it hard to say there is an increase in jellyfish numbers. Now, of course there is, but because the methodology they used for data gathering, let's say in the 1970s and 80s, is so different from what they use now. But anecdotally, they will tell you, and anybody who swims regularly in the sea will tell you, of course, there's a rise in jellyfish numbers. A few key reasons: we're seeing warmer ocean waters. We had marine heat waves off Kerry and Donegal in the summer of 2023, 4 degrees higher than normal. And bearing, you know, to give some context, our ocean waters have warmed by 1 degree in 120 years. We're seeing lots of prevailing southwesterly winds, which probably would bring some of these species in. So, for example, the Portuguese man of war, which has only been seen in the last 10 years in Ireland, but of course they've come on the prevailing winds. But the ocean is very dynamic. So, you know, summer of 2017, I swim most days, we had huge shoals of the mauve stingers you mentioned there, Pelagia Noctiluca, off the Clare coast, huge shoals. Then we didn't see them for 3 or 4 years. So it's a very dynamic environment. Summer of 2024, then we had very cold seas off the west coast, colder than normal. So I guess that comes back to climate change and that things are changing pretty quickly. Things there aren't the patterns perhaps that we had in the past. But one thing to remember is that, you know, I'm forever trying to convince sea swimmers that, you know, of the 6 or 7 species of jellyfish we have in our waters, you know, there are 2 that will really hurt you: the Portuguese man of war, which is very serious, and the lion's mane, which is typically on the east coast and some of the south coast occasionally.
And when you see them, you know them. There is absolutely no mistaking them for the little compass jellyfish or any of the other less harmful ones in our waters.
Absolutely, yeah. They're big and they're ugly and scary.
Just on that warmer waters thing, I have heard lots of anecdotes being related about lobster fishermen being driven mad by the increased number of common octopus that have made their way up from the Mediterranean, but I've yet to actually meet one. Are these stories more real than apparent, or are you seeing a lot of lobster pots being emptied by these clever little octopuses?
Well, do you know, the lobster fishermen I talk to, mostly what they say is how poor the catch is, because I guess the catch effort for lobsters has just increased, multiplied since the 1970s, probably because a lot of the other fish stocks that these men would have fished have just been in decline. I've never seen an octopus in the waters in Ireland. I hope I will. I have heard from the south coast of England, there's good scientific data, and I'll say there is an increase in common octopus numbers. I've heard a lot of kind of sensational tabloid type stuff about swarms of them. Where did we hear that before? Swarms of octopus invading the south coast of Ireland. I've yet to see it myself. But
you're really down on the newspaper sub-editors and their choice.
Oh,
of words,
do you know what? Look, I work a lot with newspapers, and it's all education and awareness. And look, you know, we got a full page in the Sun about 10 years ago about how sharks weren't actually man hunters, and then the next year they were kind of back to bloodbath on Britain's beaches. So,
but look, on the warmer waters thing, I mean, I have heard divers talking about seeing species like triggerfish here right throughout the course of the year when they might only have been here for a month or two when the waters were warmer. What is leaving these waters and moving further north in order to find cooler water?
Well, I suppose the big one is, and again, it's so dynamic we don't understand it fully, but would be the Atlantic salmon, of which the stocks have more or less collapsed. Now, it could be there are various theories about that, but that they have gone further north or that currents have moved. Mackerel stocks, I think the quota has been massively reduced in recent times. But again, as you say, we're seeing these warmer water species coming in. We've had anchovies off the Kerry coast, like massive shoals of anchovies, which really should be kind of from Bay of Biscay southwards as far as Africa.
And they should stay in Biscay and never go anywhere near a pizza. Ken O'Sullivan, thank you very much for joining us this morning.